it. And thank you all for coming to Spice Road. I really appreciate your attendance. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it, Paoli. That's it, Rouge. Now, you've got the main event coming up now. You've seen him do the quiz. You've seen him try to speak English. Put your hands together for the finest comedy act anywhere in this restaurant. Put your hands together for Sean Connery!
That's the one, take the piss. Being English, we're used to that, Limpa. You've been taking a piss for about 1,000 years. Hello, great and good, they're steaming each other. We, believe you me, at this point, I probably don't want to do stand-up as much as you want to listen to it, but I'm on a tag. So please bear with me. I'm risking a lot more than you are to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, just to add an element, well, it's lovely to see the mayor here, as you notice, Stevenage.
Hey.
Council crooks, the mayoral chain is in cash converters.
He's getting a longer loan to get it out next week. Excuse me, darling, if you wouldn't mind going on them phones, I don't like it. You go on your phone, I urinate in your coat pocket. Rule number one of stand-up. Ladies and gentlemen. It's lovely to be here, man. The last time I was in a room with so many dogs, I was being raided by the drug squad. I'm actually a big believer in the guide dogs, because the more guide dogs there is, the less police dogs there is to ravage me. So it's lovely to be here. Just to add an element of Glaswegian danger, I've parked my car up against a fire exit. Of course I haven't. That'd be totally reckless. I parked the mayor's Jag up against the fire exit. And it's lovely being here. I love coming down south. Down south, people are so civilised. People drinking wine in wine clubs. In Glasgow, we've just got winos with clubs. Which is slightly different. But my name is Del Strain, and I have the misfortune of having to live in London. And being Scottish and living in London, people say the funniest things, you know, like, I suppose you eat porridge. How I laugh. I cannot stand porridge. I didn't even eat it in prison. See, that's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. And they say things like, oh, Edinburgh, the castle and the 1 o'clock gun. All right, in Glasgow we do not have a castle, but you can hear guns all fucking day. And I do a lot of travelling. Thank you. You can come to all my gigs.
No, you steal that one, mate.
And you do a lot of... No, you steal my gags, I shoot your kneecaps up. That's in Toronto, you fucking win. And I do a lot of travelling all over this once great country. And from Aberdeen to Bristol, all you see is 15-year-old girls pushing prams. Tracksuits with cheap gold and the baby sack down the front. I like to think of each and every one of these women as gyrospice. Gyrospice. For anyone too posh, they have cast a gyro. It's what happens when you graduate. Class war. Gyrospice stuck till she's 35, up in a tour block with the entry stink of pish. Kids run wild, 7-year-olds with Tourette's, fuck off. They are all over this country. Half of them's mine. No, I've got five kids, everyone in care, good enough for me, good enough for them. And for those of you looking like you've just found me in your living room at 3 a.m. I'm actually a brilliant dad, but for the purposes of comedy, we'll pretend I'm a right bastard. You know, you went to a bank and there's a queue. I hate that. It's always better if there's no witnesses. Because I'm a man of few words, 90% of which I'm not guilty. And when I was young, my dad used to take me to work with him, which sounds great, but he was an armed robber. And you got no idea what it does for your ambition when you open up your presents and there's a sawn-off shotgun and a ski mask. Only ask for buckaroo. What a 6-year-old birthday party that was. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are obsessed with statistics in the UK. I was reading in the papers last week, according to this mad scientist, the average ejaculation comes out at 28 miles per hour.
Yeah, sure.
Fact. Is it just me, or have you got visions of scientists in a lab coat setting off speed cameras? It also says the average quantity of said semen in each ejaculation is a teaspoonful. Fuck having a cup of tea at his house. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was recently divorced after 15 painful years. Excuse me. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I was divorced after 15 painful years. Have we got any male divorcees in?
Sure.
Oh, you sound way too happy to be divorced. If you was divorced, you'd be at home swinging in your kitchen like that, playing the Xbox and masturbating to Murder, She Wrote. But my problem is, ladies and gentlemen, my ex-wife of 15 years, she haunts me and my wanks. My ex-wife, Charlie, that wasn't her name, but she cost me a fortune every day. She used to get right up my fucking nose. Don't worry, there is life after divorce. It's called Babe Station Freeview.
That's my wife.
That's your one. Babe Station Freeview. Now, you gotta reach for the stars. Sorry, that's starting to really fucking chaff, man. Oh, feel the weight of that. Imagine having that down the back of your trousers all day. Fucking terrible, man. Boys in B-Wing are gonna love you. Now.
Now people are paying attention.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this government loves spending your hard-earned tax bucks on bullshit. And do you know that they have taken 5 years with a panel of 15 experts to work out why in the north they like heroin and in the south they like cocaine? Now, you do not need to be Jung or Freud to work that one out. Cocaine is a drug which basically makes you paranoid, aggressive, and talk a lot of bollocks.
You didn't me.
Do you honestly expect Scottish people to pay for that?
Okay, I got
That's
it.
Cool.
I got it. I've been there.
That's cool. Now, ladies and gentlemen, another one of my bugbears at the moment is people saying I'm stressed, especially professional fucking footballers. Life is about perception. To me, stress is three scousers hanging you upside down by your ankles on a prison bunk bed, using a green plastic tablespoon to prise your bum open like a Terry's chocolate orange, to steal a half ounce of coke. That's stressful.
It is.
It is, mate. And there's a man that speaks from experience. And no matter how bad your life gets, please remember there is some poor person in Her Majesty's penal system having to keep their valuables in the Royal Bank of Sphinctum. Now, until you've had to do this as a human being, you've got no concept on the word valuables. I was in a cell one day with a man that pulled out a half ounce of marijuana, a lighter, and a mobile phone from his Peckham pocket. Now, what is the etiquette at that point? Hands free, of course. But I really wanted to make a phone call. I didn't know whether to ask for a wet wipe or give him a round of applause. Which was fitting, because for an encore, he pulled out the charger as well. Yes. Now, and I was saying on drugs. Anyone, don't do drugs. Avoid them like a plague. If you find them, take them to someone who's Glaswegian. They've got a higher tolerance. They sure have. Now, take it, you've all seen Come Dine With Me.
Yeah.
No? You haven't seen it? Of course you have. I hate it. I detest it. I have to spend loads of time in hotel rooms killing time. I want to go and Come Dine With Me. I want to feed them KFC out a bucket. And an apple pie. I'm not a Philistine. And then I want to show them my knife collections. And I want to explain to each and every one of them in their own that if I don't win that money, I'll be paying them a second visit. And the sheer genius of it is, you know where every one of those fuckers live.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I've done the show. I'm
sweating like a pikey at the Antiques Roadshow here. It is very, very warm. Thank you. You like that one, did you? There we go. That's a traveller, by the way. Not a time traveller. Not one of them ones. One of the ones that fucking come round and give you Mr. Soft driveway. Yes. Now, don't know why I'm doing that. Got banned from a chapel when I was 8, swapping communion wafers for Pringles. Now, Oh, I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do that. That's what I'd usually do, but I don't think that would go down too well, so we'll give that away, Beth. No! No, you don't. You don't want it. Yeah. You asked for that. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, young people in this country worry me. You know I love young people, they're cool. But when I was young, I had heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual. Get that? Not literally, but I get that. But these days, young people say, I'm bi-curious. Bi-curious. When I was a young man, I used to be curious about where my goldfish went. When it died and I flushed it down the toilet. Not how a cock tasted. Mammy, what's a cock taste like? Obviously, being Roman Catholic, there's no way I'm saying, Father, what's a cock taste like? Probably end up with more than religion shoved in my throat. Don't shoot a messenger, people. Don't shoot a messenger. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to Easter holidays. Do you know the thing that B&Q sell most over the Easter weekend? Nails, hammers, planks of wood. Now, I love the Easter fucking holidays as much as the next man, but I draw the line at crucifixions. And seeing as I live in a multicultural area, you probably think I'm opening up the Peckham branch of the Ku Klux Klan. So it's really, really worrying the sort of way that we go. Do you ever find yourself in IKEA of a bank holiday, sir? Good. There's a man that's still got his two testicles there. Bank holidays are for sitting in your boxer shorts doing fuck all. Not for going round IKEA giving grounds for divorce. Take my word on it, you get any spare time and you got children, go and fucking do something and let your wife go and do something else. And that is a secret to a happy, happy, long marriage. Would you not agree? You need your own interests, mate. You run Stevenage. Your wife's probably at home in a swing chair with a cat planning to take over the world. One of them ones, showing me age there. Now, James Bond. Now, we really live in a funny society. The amount of people that have been arrested from my time growing up, I'm honestly starting to think, is there anyone that was on TV in the 1970s and 80s that is not going to be arrested? I even hear Captain Birdseye has taken legal representation. The people under 30 are going, who the fuck's Captain Birdseye? Captain Birdseye was an old buffer that wore a sailor's blazer, sailor's hat, beard, hung around on a yacht with 12-year-olds, trying to get you to buy into the idea of fish fingers. And don't even get me started on that Mr. Kipling bastard. There we go. Now, at this point, if Kadashi, please put some energy into the room. Everybody, two hands up, wiggle your fingers, put some love and energy into the room. That's it. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. That's a fucking robbery. I'm only joking. I'm thoroughly rehabilitated. Now, I'm going to do a couple more things and then I'm going to go because I'm sweating here. It's very, very warm. I like to thank yous. I basically buzz class A off doing stand-up. I love doing stand-up and I think if you can find a job you take great pleasure in doing, in my opinion, you're a very, very lucky man. Usual occupations that love doing their jobs. Policemen. Traffic warden, social worker, doctor, receptionist. It's not an emergency. It will be if I jump the counter and take you fucking hostage. Remember that the next time you've got flu on a Monday. But as well as stand-up comedy, I also love science and I love education because if you're working class, it can be one way out the gutter. Now, people of Stevenage, this is tinfoil. And I see tinfoil, I fucking love tinfoil. Not as much to love pirates. Arr! I love fucking pirates. But I do love tinfoil. Because see if you take tinfoil and you place it in one of them there security tags. Sorry for anyone at the back. One of them there. Security tags. The security tag doesn't go beep, 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 beep. Not funny, but educational. And it's true, ladies and gentlemen, it certainly is. Bacon foil in a big old kid's toy box. You never know where you're going to end up. You maybe lose your pension or your job. As long as it's Prada and not Primark, I'm all for it. Anyway. Hell, that sort of shocked you. He's a bit Stevenage here. Crime tips and everything, eh? So, This has been a weird night, to be honest. To be honest, it has. It's been weird. I mean, at the end of the day, seriously, you know, I met Sean, I had the pleasure of doing some radio work and that way, I'm in the podcast and everything. I met him through Ian Collins. He's a blind guy. I love him a lot, and he puts a lot of fucking people to shame just with the sheer amount of graft that he does. So it was a pleasure for me to come here tonight. That's the only second home game I've missed with Millwall this season. It's the only one I have, and we're banging trouble relegation wise. I don't even know what the score was at Birmingham. I worry about that tomorrow when I wake up. But that such was my commitment to come here and do this tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for letting me do it. Two more things. I've got to thank Lacoste for sponsoring me for the last 35 years. They don't know it, but they have. And I just say this. Some of you lovely people may recognise me from the TV, but I'm asking you, please, don't make that call. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been Del Strain, you've been Malibu, I don't have nightmares, thank you.
Del Strain, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause. Now, you know the gun of his, he said if I say anything nice about him, he'll shoot me. I think I'm going to get shot a bit later. I'd seriously like to thank Del and to thank Lembit. In fact, thank everybody who's come here tonight. Mr. Mayor, I believe that's the right title when your predecessor resigned for family reasons. Actually, if there's a scandal there, I don't know what it is. Just really to say that we've obviously moved things a little bit about tonight. We hope you've enjoyed the comedy, but what we're here to do tonight is to raise money for the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association. And a special thanks, obviously, to Ollie and to Terry from Spice Rouge and all the staff tonight. Can we have a round of applause for all the staff and the chefs and everybody here, please? Honestly, tremendous. And we'll give you an update on the fundraising total in just one moment. But I'd just like to say, obviously, with the help here, it costs around about £50,000 to train and support one guide dog partnership. And this is why I wasn't drinking tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I need to be sober to tell you that. Don't want to get that one wrong.
You're not Sean Denny.
You're not Limbit. Oh, no, wait a minute. No. Oh, do you know, Del, do you ever get this moment as a stand-up comic where you wish you'd said something else?
Yeah.
I wish I said you're not an MP.
Usually, that's 10 minutes after you're going home, you think of the comeback. But if you keep doing it, it eventually comes in a minute.
Master Pro MP.
Master Pro MP. I don't know what that means. Do you ever wish you'd not said something? No, I don't. Listen, congratulations to Tisha Vaughan for running up in the Spice, but to Ali as well for winning the Spice Eating Contest. So bear with me 1 second. Okay, so the total fundraising tonight, bar any few pennies that might find their way in, to the envelopes that are on your table. Where's that gun, Del? There's envelopes on your table. We'd love if anybody could stick money in those envelopes just to help us raise just that little bit more money. But the total tonight...
Is another £15 on the envelopes.
Is... Okay, stand by. Let's do the drum roll whilst I do the maths. 1,500... and £3! Round of applause! Yay! Everybody who wants to stay and do photographs with us, please do. Also, if you're interested in future events with us here at Guide Dogs, please let us know.
Yeah, sorry. That's a big check, so we're going to take a photograph moment with the mayor before the mayor leave, before Dale and Opik leave. I think we should take a picture. I believe everyone wanted to join.
Yes.
Everyone wanted to join the pictures? Yeah. Shall we? Yes. Shall we go outside or?
In here. Yes.
What about? In here?
Along there,
yeah?
Yeah.
So. Okay. So one last thought, ladies and gentlemen. One very last thought is we are looking at the moment at the idea of, this might come as a surprise to Lee Valley Shooting Association, who's helped us before, but if we get enough people interested in the idea of a charity clay pigeon shooting day, leave the guide dogs at home for that one, they don't like the bangs, but if anybody's interested in that, do let us know. If we get enough names, then that's something we'll look to do. One last round of applause to Ollie Khan and to Terry and to Dell and to Lembit and all of you guys and to all the staff here. Thank you.
For this photograph, should we turn it on? For this photograph, everybody along here. 1 minute. Okay, forget the whole.
There we go. Right. All, everybody over here, please. Also the L shape. In here, anybody wants to be in the photograph? With Sean in the middle and Mr. Mayor, right at the heart of it. Can you just like organise yourselves in a sensible way, please? Yeah, we've got to do it with everyone, with everyone. So everyone come up here, please. No, you have to. Actually, that does work. Yeah, fine. Anyone else in the shop, come over here now. Overestimate. You can never be overestimated. Where's Jack? Fader Jack. Fader Jack. Ah. I'd want them actually. I was completely... whenever I did it, so... Hold on.
Horse desaturation. I'm not the mayor of Stevenage, I want a helicopter to Glasgow.
Where?
In a suitcase. €5,000.
No.
Is that Scottish pounds?
No, you know they did €5,000 for the real.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Can we do one more, please, with these people behind us? This is our backdrop with Mr. Mayor. All these fine people. Excuse me, Del. Del, oi. Can you do it from there? With these fine people behind us. And everyone behind us is going to do this, going, yay! Come on, Spicers, you want all the bloody prizes. No, come on. Come on, Ali. And Mrs. Ali, I hope by now. Okay, so Amy, come on. Amy, get your people. No. Can you get it from over there? So everybody behind us is in the picture too. Ollie, try and keep a channel with these people. That has to be the background with all the people. Do it from there.
Look at the photographic Nazio.
Okay, I'm going to ask him for an outrageous thing. Can you storm the stage? Can you please all come over here, right now? Hold on. No, Mr. Mayor, please. Right, all of you come over here because they don't understand what I mean. Right, everyone's going to be here. Come on, everyone. Mr. Mayor. Get everyone, come on, guys, come on. It's for the guide dogs.
Nick Vips, come on. Nahida.
A few strong words from the Scot.
Nick and Nahida, come along. Vips, if you're around, come along.
I'm sorry, just read it. Paparazzi! Paparazzi!
Tell the people at the end to come along.
People at the end, please come along, says Limbit. I'm speaking on the words of Limbit.
Yeah, because I'm a powerful man.
Yeah, because he's like mega powerful. Vince and Terry.
Can you tell them they can't be seen?
Calling Vince and Terry! Okay.
One last one, put the hand up in celebration. Excuse me, everyone.
Put your hand up in the air.
Not like a German. Not like a German. Yeah. One congratulation.
Anelka. Guys, everybody else.
Thank you, everybody.
So did you win the...
Oh, so
Ali,
one thing.
No, it's down there.
Sorry, darling. Mum's going to give you a lift.
No, I don't want to walk
you. She's going to give you a lift. Right. No, sorry, guys. That was really, really appreciated.
Not at all, no. Thank you so much.
But I'm glad Will's done the shooting as well.
Yeah, so he's a cropper.
Yeah, yeah. He's I had a colleague of mine, actually. He's chairman of the National Cultural Committee.
Right.
He is a certificate holder, but he doesn't own a gun.
All right.
But,
you've mentioned him to me in the past.
He's probably the best man in the world.
Well, when he comes, if you come along as well, if
that's
you
what I was thinking. He's a good 100 quid anyway.
I'm all
around.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
It really was. It really was.
Well, it's been a great evening and well done. Thank you very much indeed.
It's so lovely to me. I'm sorry I've been in performance mode.
No, that's
fine. I hope it wasn't too much.
I'll come and see you one day.
Please do. Right, so. No, I think Karen took it off earlier. Sorry, that was...
Is that yours? Is that his?
That's Chip's, yeah. Sorry, that was going on quite a bit. What happened at one point was they're on about, the raffle, let's do the raffle.
Yeah.
And I did bow to pressure, but actually I shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's, why were people on about it over here a lot?
No, they weren't. It's just, I know from
Darling? Yeah? My mother's here.
Hi, sweetheart.
Darling, no. I know, because I wanted to come before.
Where's the
club
company?
40, 40, 40. But just give my mother a
ring them, Siobhan.
Baby, are you right if I catch you about an hour and 10 minutes or thereabouts?
Yeah, I'll probably
be asleep,
so I'll put the chain on
then. Well done tonight. Well done at the spices. Did you feel good?
Yes.
Did you on the whole have a good night?
Yes, I did, definitely. It's just not.
Yeah. I'd better get back in my crazy.
Go on. We will have to head in a minute. But
no, I appreciate the support tonight. I really do. Oh, dear.
Thank you, Sean.
I've got to do that. See you later. Guys. Thank you so much. Sean, you must go. Limbit, I owe you 5 weeks. You live in there? Limbit, I'll see you soon, mate.
Yes. I'll meet you.
So, Sean, let me just get by you.
Do you like your nice watch?
I know, I haven't. I don't
know. Yeah, I hope that doesn't seem too confusing. The quiz starts is in funny light. Wait, did we find Della Wright was coming? We're good. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Oh dear, right. I'm just going to have
£30 this month. You can use your own. £30 more to
graduate school. Yes, I know. Thank you. Oh, Just around the corner. We'll go. No, I know, don't worry. Yeah, we're both across the flag points if you want to appear. I reckon probably. Well, any of them would be fine on Tuesday night. Do you know what we would like probably is Tony Garth. Yeah, if you'd like Tony Garth. Oh, thank you. You've seen your card yet?
No, it's in here.
Alright, it's a lovely card. Alright, then, Vic. How do I get the station from here? Ollie, listen, I can't thank you. I'm trying to get what next year you get to get some of the business suits to.
What I can do next year, once you do everything, if at least you give me 4 or 6 weeks notice, so that I can start it gradually on my website. So you get more people.
Yeah.
we got 30 people came in today. Just wanted to sit in, but we could refuse them because of the
time. Yeah, exactly.
But we can sell it to them. We can sell it to them. Sure, that night. We can buy the ticket and sell it.
Yeah. Ollie, this is all right. My knowledge here is from, as well as working with the Federation National. She works for the Federation. Now, remember the benefits are done locally, but the guys in here were talking about doing the same service as well. Who would they say, who would always fit in?
Probably Boyer.
So would Boyer or someone contact Ollie?
It's probably best if we contact you,
then
we'll see that we
rest. Oh, that's true. Well, I'll have a chat about that at some point, but it's worth it if you can get a lot of guys in here. I mean, you appreciate, if someone's regular enough to talk to customers, they can send them in the world. We're going to take you just slowly in a moment.
What pub are you going to?
Oh, I don't know. We're debating which one to make.
Where should we go?
It's like 25 to 12, so the only pub that will probably be open on a Tuesday night would probably be a Wetherspoons. Yeah, Cinnabon at midnight.
Cinnabon at midnight. Right, so guys, so if you want to
go to Cinnabon, you need to go now to order drinks. It's only 15
minutes. Yeah, take a drink.
Yes,
so are you
Lead on, Macduff.
What about my last drink?
Damn it, you can drink that.
Can you do that? Can I invest that in you?
I'd love to. Thank you. Really?
Someone was saying that.
Yeah.